Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And again, we're talking now with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team, as we begin our Wednesday Locker Room Chats. Coach, Scott City, your last opponent here, and move that game up to Thursday, and you fall 55-12 in that one. Scott City jumped out to that 7-0 lead. You got a nice long run from Darius Smith that he finished off with a touchdown run as well. So you're within 7-6, but they led 21-6 at the end of the first, and really a nice solid game for them as they won 55-12. What stood out the most there as you look back at that game on Thursday night?
Well, I mean, we knew coming into the game, you know, that they were a really good football team, and you know, we're a little beat up right now. But you know, we came in with a pretty good game plan on how to attack them, and we did some good things early, and even on some of the things that you know were you know we didn't look like we had anything up front. We you know have huge holes and. So we did some things schematically that we thought were really good, and our kids played hard, you know, and you know that's all you can ask for in a game like that. And you know we had opportunities in the game to, make some big plays. You know we had called a double pass, and unfortunately didn't whether it was an inaccurate throw or a drop. We had a wide open receiver down the field within 40 yards. I mean. We dropped an interception. It's those kinds of things that we have to make. You know, those kinds of plays, those big plays against good teams. You know, when you're playing a really good team, you have to make those plays in order to be successful. And you know, we weren't able to make those plays when we needed to.
Talk about Grant's play there at quarterback for you, stepping in for Hudson Gray. How do you feel, and how have you assessed his performance now that he's had time to kind of step into the role?
He's getting better every single week. Granted, we played two of the best teams in 3A in some of his starts and two of his starts. So, you know, but he's getting better every single week, and that's all you can ask for him. And you know, he brings a little bit different skill set to the quarterback position. So, we're getting pretty close to fine tuning everything to fit him perfectly, and so we're excited for this week.
We're talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Take a time out. We come back. We'll go over the next opponent. Concordia is the next one in district play. We'll talk about that on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
Introducing TV Now from Nextech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Nextech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Nextech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nextech.com/TV now.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 again, Brad Gober still with us, head coach of the Beloit Trojans. Coach, you get Concordia coming to town on Friday night. This is obviously an important game here. It's always an important game when you play Concordia, as far as the Beloit fans are concerned. And then now you add to the fact that you're both really kind of fighting for position here to make it into that Week 9 cross-district game in a better situation there and try to finish in third place here in the district. So how important is this game, and what are you looking at when you play Concordia Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, I told the kids there's nothing we can say to get them fired up for the week because it's Con week. And, you know, the kids are ready to go. They're excited to get after it on Friday against our rival. You know, we're fighting for that third spot. You know, that third place position puts us in a really good spot. I think when it comes to a route in the playoffs, and so, you know, and our kids know that, and we keep them updated on that kind of stuff. And so our kids are, you know, they're ready to go and play against some of their friends in Concordia.
What stands out about this year's Panther group? What do they do well?
Well, they're young. They play a lot of sophomores and a couple freshmen, and they've changed a little bit offensively over the last couple of years, and they do a pretty good job of what they do. They do a lot of read game. They got some quickness in the backfield that we have to handle. They've improved in that regard as far as their read game, like I said, and their passing game. You know, last year, early in the year, wasn't where it needed to be, but they've definitely improved on that over the last year or so.
Do you feel like you have maybe a couple advantages against what they're maybe doing defensively?
Yeah, they run the 3-4, and really it almost turns into a 5-2 because they bring those outside backers so much.
Mm-hmm.
We think that we can do some things to them that can hurt them, but we think that every game. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has the dry race marker at the end of the day, at the end of the discussion, is going to win. We think we have some advantages. I'm sure they think the same thing. We're just ready to go. I mean, we're at that point in the year where it's just every practice is just about improving a little bit, staying consistent and coming out on Friday. So,
Brad Gober, head coach of the Bullet Trojans, here in the locker room. Chats, coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Concordia Friday night.
Yep, thank you.
And fans can listen to that game on KD Country 94 and watch the online video stream at ncksports.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech, phenomenal business solutions.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services at 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday night locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Brandon Wise. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, the Football Express, every Friday evening at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on KD Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats here on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com, joined by Brandon Wise, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog football team. Nice win for your team on Friday night, coach. A shutout win over Wilson, 52-0 game called at halftime. It was 12-0 after one. He put up 40 more in the second quarter. What stood out the most there in that victory Friday night at Wilson?
I was happy with the way we adapted. I would have liked us to adapt a little bit sooner than what we did. Wilson came out in a really, really different defense, one that I had never seen in my 7 years of coaching eight-man football, one that Coach Reiner had never seen either. So it caught us off guard a little bit to begin with. We eventually adapted, though, and got into our game and went from there. So I was happy with the way we adjusted to seeing a new defense. Like I said, I'd like us to adjust a little bit sooner as the season goes on, though.
Again, the 52-0 victory, and kind of looking at your numbers offensively, you kept everything on the ground, which I think a lot of teams were probably trying to do on Friday night based on just kind of the weather conditions as part of that as well. But you get another 161 and three touchdowns rushing from Darian Holloway. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the offense performed once you did kind of get used to that defense and some of the ways that they ran their plays and how you executed on Friday?
Yeah, I thought the offense ran well. We actually had really nice weather in Wilson Friday night. They were just giving us the run, so that's what we took, and we just kept on pounding away that way. I was, you know, obviously can't complain too much in a half of football to have the numbers that we had. Had a couple more really long runs that got called back for some holding calls out on the edge. But, yeah, I mean, definitely happy with the way the running game was.
Obviously, you pitch a shutout defensively. How are you feeling about your development on that side of the football?
Yeah, we're getting better. Still have some miscues. You know, just not fully locked into our reads all the time, and it's hurting us against some of those teams. And, you know, when we get into the playoffs and as we advance, better teams are really going to make us pay for that. So, we really still got a long ways to go on defense. We're getting better. We just got a lot of getting better to do still.
Brandon Wise, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, joining us here in the Locker Room Chats. When we come back, we'll go over another big district game coming up Friday night with Northern Valley here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, we're still with Brandon Wise, the head coach of the Osborne football team. Again, Northern Valley coming up next for you, coach. They're 5-1. Their lone loss to Thunder Ridge in a 10-point loss there a couple weeks back. When you look at Northern Valley, it's a team that really the first few weeks of the season they've really been riding a couple different guys, and Nick Stutzman and Caden Bach. But well, Aiden Baird was the one that had the big game for him last week against Sylvan Lucas when they won 28-20 with over 100 yards rushing out of the backfield. When you look at Northern Valley and what they're doing offensively, what makes them so tough to defend?
They run that gun T stuff. You know, any three guys in the backfield can be carrying the ball at any point in time, constantly crossing and leading and all kinds of stuff. You know, so you really just, you have to, again, be glued in on your keys, trust what you're seeing, and, you know, I don't want to make a play.
Is that an offense that compares to anything you've seen yet this year, or is it something you're just kind of basing on film and then going out there and taking it on Friday?
I don't believe we've seen an offense like that this year. I've seen ones like that before in my time. You know, it's, you know, all we're doing is studying film and trying to do what we do, get our guys prepared the best we can.
You're looking at a team in Northern Valley also. It has a couple shutouts defensively. These games that they've been playing recently have kind of been low scoring, especially for, you know, the Thunder Ridge game and the Sylvan Lucas game compared to most eight-man football games anyway. Are they doing a lot of things defensively that you might have some problems with?
Yeah, they're just real defense. I mean, they're a well-disciplined defensive team. You know, they do what they're supposed to do. They read who they're supposed to be. Read, and they fly around to the ball. I mean, you know, when you do all those things well, you're going to have a pretty good defense. Throw a couple athletes in there like they have, and yeah, you can put up a pretty good defense.
Again, Brandon Wise, head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck out at Northern Valley on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Introducing TV Now from Nextech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Nextech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Nextech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV, so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nextech.com/TV now.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the KD Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you each week by Nextech and by Landmark Implements.
And welcome back in the locker room chats here on Katy Country 94 as we're joined now by Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, open out district play on Friday night with a 55-0 win over Sacred Heart. You knew it's an improved team, but you guys were able to really kind of get on them early, a 42-0 lead at halftime, and never look back in that one. So overall, how do you feel about the effort your kids gave in that district opener?
You know, I thought we came out and played well. It kind of a wet ball. We didn't have a lot of rain, but the field was wet and the ball was wet. And you know, I think that probably helped our offense a little bit, and it probably hurt them a little bit in their ability to throw. You know, I think they had some troubles with that. Because I agree, I think they're a team that has a lot of athletes, and you know, they really try to throw it and get it over the top, and you know, fortunately the conditions and the way our kids played, I thought kind of played into our hands.
Obviously you win 55-0, but you started early at like a 4:30 kickoff. Does that throw a wrench into what you normally want to do on a game day when you have to start that early?
Oh, a little bit. It was a little unusual to get ready at that time of day and everything. It's a lot like practice was, I think, but both teams are dealing with that, and you know, the away team had to come from a couple hours away, so you know, they probably messed up their schedule too. But yeah, I thought kids handled that well.
9 different kids get carries for you in the running game, and you had 3 guys go 100 yards or more. How important is that, not only for like a game like this in district play, but to get some development for some of them younger players in that varsity action?
Absolutely. You know, that's with 1A schools getting so much smaller, sometimes it's hard to get JV games. We actually didn't play Sacred Heart in a JV this week since we got so many kids in that night for both teams. So, but yeah, it's always good to get them out on Friday nights. I mean, kids look at those games a little bit differently than they do the JV games, and excited for their opportunity.
And we're talking with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the next opponent for Smith Center coming up with another district game Friday night here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
Introducing TV Now from Nextech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Nextech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Nextech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV, so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nextech.com/TV now.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in equipment service inspections. Let our trained and certified technicians evaluate and provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. Schedule your combine inspection now and receive half off the price of a platform or corn head inspection along with a combine wash before you store it away for the season. Take advantage of no payment, no interest financing for service, parts, and attachments. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details.
And back on the locker room chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, Republic County coming into town on Friday night, your second district game. As we mentioned last week, your district schedule is the same as it has been over the past couple seasons, so you're familiar with these teams. Republic County is a team that's kind of struggled a bit this year. They've shown some flashes offensively, but haven't been able to put it together like a whole game, and then they've struggled a bit defensively as well. When you look at this 0-6 Buffalo team this year, what stands out the most about them?
Oh, exactly what you're saying. You know, they're playing some young guys, and they definitely at times look really good. And you know, that's how we approach a game like this is what is that team's potential. And you know, they've got some speed and a little bit of size up front too. So you know, new coach, and I'm sure they're getting more used to the system that they're running. So playing them later in the season like this, you know, I expect them to play hard.
Talk about the new coach. What are some of the things you're seeing maybe different in philosophy than the previous coach there at Republic County?
Oh, some of it's the same, but their offense is a little bit different, but it's, you know, kind of a quick hit, dive, and then some toss stuff off of it. And so, you know, they're forcing them to play both the inside and the outside and making sure that our guys are sound of their responsibilities is what we've been talking about this week.
And just looking at that offense, and I'm looking at their stats here, there's no seniors that have really any notable stats. So it's a group that's young, and they got a sophomore running back in Caleb Talkington that's ran for 541 yards and averaging about 6 yards a carry. When you see that production on offense and the young guys, how much does it, do you look into that and see that these guys are probably going to improve week in and week out?
Absolutely. You know, I think it. You know, the longer the season goes, you know, I imagine they're finally getting comfortable in a new offense and what they're trying to do defensively also. So, again, that's district play. And if, you know, all the coaches are looking at this as a new season here last week. And so I know they'll come out and play hard.
Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck against Republic County Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Next Tech and Landmark Implement.
If you're looking for a new or used tractor to enhance your operation, you'll find a wide selection at Landmark Implement, your local authorized John Deere dealer. We'll work with you to find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Right now, take advantage of 2.9% fixed rate financing on all used tractors. Visit LandmarkImp.com to see our complete inventory or visit one of our Landmark locations across Nebraska and northern Kansas today and experience the Landmark difference.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech. Phenomenal business solutions.
Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 with Lincoln head coach Dustin Petit. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Lincoln Leopard locker room chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what's happening with Leopard football with head coach Dustin Petit.
And welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Welcome to our chats with head coach Dustin Petit of the Lincoln Leopards. Coach, your team falling to Hill City on Friday night, 55-6, the final in that one. I knew it was going to be a tough one with their athleticism and everything they brought to the table. What stood out the most about Hill City there Friday night?
Well, they came out in a four-man front against our front line, and they really attacked hard. Number five, their nose guard, and number 44, their defensive end, really gave us fits in the backfield and messed up our timing on our option, and that kind of threw us off, and we had to scheme and kind of game plan against it. And once we did that, we had some success late in the second quarter offensively. But you're right, their athleticism on offense just got the best of us. We only had 13 plays on defense, and we gave up 55 points. We just couldn't bring them down in the open field. Obviously, their quarterback's really good, the Barth kid, but their running back really had a big game against us, the number eight. He ran hard and hit a couple good moves on Drew Biggs, our safety, and they were a really athletic team, and we just couldn't get our hands on them.
He talked about having some offensive success there late in the second quarter there before you hit halftime and the game was called. Kind of looking at your numbers, you had nearly 200 yards of total offense. What was working there for you, and how do you maybe turn that into making sure you can finish those drives and getting into the end zone?
Well, consistency is key for us being an option system. Every time you have a five-yard penalty, every time you have a fumbled quarterback center exchange, that kind of puts a hamper on your drive and puts you in a disadvantage. We threw the ball pretty well. We got the ball to Landon O'Hare really well. He had 6 catches, had a touchdown for us. And then Zach Obermuller, even though they kind of people are scheming to shut him down right now, we got him the ball on a screen, and he had a 30-yard pickup off that. He did a good job. But right now, consistency is what's getting us because we're driving the ball. And then we'll have a botched snap, and then we'll miss a read. You know, it's just little kinks that come with learning a new scheme. But the thing that I like is when we're putting in the young kids and telling them what to do, special, you know, little twists or changes to exploit what they're doing,
they're doing it and we're having success with it. That's what we did in the run game late in that second quarter. We were just throwing new blocking schemes out there, and I was grabbing a 110-pound freshman, telling them to go get the second level. Don't worry about the linemen. They were, and Drew was making plays, making those big guys miss, and then he was picking up 10, 15 yards on a chunk. So we just have to stay calm. We have to attack and be able to adjust when defenses switch it up on us, because right now that's what people have figured out. If you come out in a different look against us, our offensive line is having trouble picking it up right now with the new scheme. And so we just need to stay calm-headed and be able to listen to what we're able to say once we change the game plan. And they did that late, and that's why we had more success late.
I'm talking with Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard football team. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the next opponent, Stockton, coming up in district play Friday night here on the Locker Room Chat.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
And welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. So with Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln football team. Coach Stockton coming up next for you here Friday night. Looking at their group, been a kind of like your season, a little bit up and down at times. They're 2-4. Brady Booker, their quarterback, is thrown for 378 and run for another 406. So you got another dual threat kind of guy that you got to worry about there. What are your thoughts on Stockton and what they bring to the table?
Well, Stockton, they're a really athletic team as well. They're just not quite as big as Hill City. So you're right, Booker's the main man. We have to shut him down. I think Stockton's kind of at their best when they send guys deep, and Booker has a choice of sending it deep to one of to either number two or number 10, their two main receivers, or then he scrambles off of it. You're right, he's a dual threat guy, but I think he's most dangerous on the run. So we're going to try to go one-on-one on the outside, and we're going to try to keep guys in the box so we can keep them contained, because I think if we can limit their big plays, we can play with them, because in the games that they've won, Booker's had big runs for success, and that's drawn them in, and then he hits deep passes. And so I think if we can kind of keep the big plays limited on their part and then pick up their aggressive defense, they really attack hard on defense to open up the Bassard kid, number 26. He's a real thick linebacker who wants to make tackles. I mean, he works hard on defense, and so we're going to have to figure out how to block their aggressive attack and still get a guy on number 26, because if we can't block him, we're going to have trouble running it up the middle, and then obviously if you can't run it up the middle, that kind of throws all the rest of the offense off kilter. So we need to shut down the big play while we're on defense. Then we need to block 26 while we're on offense. I think if we can do that, we can have some success and maybe get some confidence back, because right now that's what's hurting us, is we're losing confidence with every loss, and that's why it's kind of snowballing on us. So we're going to try to do some play calling to get some big plays early so we can get some confidence back.
Lincoln Coach Dustin Petit here on our Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck there at Stockton on Friday night.
All right, thank you for the coverage, and go Leopards.
Our Lincoln Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Strucka. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns locker room chat is sponsored by Nextech.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Joel Strucka joining us, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, we'll talk to you Friday after your victory over Logan Palco, but we'll take a look back at it again here. 40-38 win in overtime. You guys got into overtime, you scored and got your two-pointer, then they scored and you guys were able to hold them out on their two-point attempt there in that overtime frame in Palco on Friday. What were your thoughts overall of the determination and heart, I guess, that your kids showed in a tight contest on Friday night?
Overall, obviously we didn't play very well offensively, only scoring one offensive touchdown in regulation and then one in overtime to win the game and seal it. But overall, we found a way to win. I mean, defensively, we had a pick six, had a punt block, and special teams came through as well for us. So, I mean, start clicking for you offensively, and you got to find other ways to win, and that's exactly what we did. So I'm extremely proud of the kids for not, you know, giving up on each other when offense wasn't going very well for us, and we found a way to win.
So, again, you pick up that victory. And like you said, the offense wasn't going great, but you had the two return touchdowns for Brandon Grauerholtz. He's such a dynamic guy that he can do a lot of different things for you. What are you seeing as far as that progress is concerned from him? And again, finding different ways to make sure you can get on the board even when things aren't going well for you on the offensive side.
You know, this is just situations we practice every day. Just, you know, some days our offense just isn't going to work, and that's why we practice. You know, you, for those opportunities, you scout teams and you find ways that, you know, to their passes, the way that they run their kickoffs, the way that they run their punts, and hopefully you can set up things in other ways just in case your offense is not able to move the ball like ours was Friday night. Then hopefully you can come out of it with at least, you know, an interception or a fumble recovery. We definitely capitalized there with a, like I said, a punt block return, an interception return, a punt return, and a kickoff return. So we hit it in all those categories. We just couldn't hit anything offensively.
Did Logan Palco surprise you at all with what they were doing offensively? I know the Van Lays kid hadn't really thrown for a lot of yards, but he threw for over 150 against you guys there on Friday night.
Honestly, you know, very good quarterback, but we just had some missed coverages and some things that, I mean, they were pretty easy passes, but they wanted to ground and pound the ball, and they caught us sleeping a few times, and that's what teams, you know, that's kind of what you're going to do to people every once in a while. If you're a ground and pound team, they hit their opportunities perfectly and caught us sleeping on some deeper passes, and we missed some tackles, and he made two really nice throws. So, I mean, offensively, they played very well. Big physical football team, and props to those guys. They played very well against us.
Again, you pick up a 40-38 overtime win over Logan Palco. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the next opponent, Wilson, coming up Friday night for the Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94.
Introducing TV Now from Nextech. Now you can enjoy your TV without the hassle of cable set-top boxes. Just watch Nextech TV Now from your favorite streaming device like Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or Android. Plus, save almost $20 per month with Nextech TV Now with free HD, free DVR, and free replay TV, so you can watch shows from up to a week ago or start a movie that's already playing. For free features you're going to love and savings you won't believe, visit nextech.com/TV now.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94, kittycountry94.com. We're still with Joel Struckoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, next up for you is Wilson, coming up on Friday night, and you have them at home. They're 1-5. They won their first game of the season, but they've lost the next five since then, and so that puts them at 0-3 here in your district. But when you look at the Dragons and expect to see the team that's coming in, what are your thoughts on Wilson coming up Friday night?
Thoughts on Wilson are they've got a few good athletes, and, you know, they'll run a plethora of formations at you, so you're going to really game plan for these guys. They're going to come out and run a bunch of different things, and you really can't be, I mean, who knows what they'll run. He likes to run a lot of different formations, a lot of different, just some trick plays, I mean, a lot of different things. So you really have to focus in at practice a little bit long and go over all those, because you never know what's going to come. You know, when you play seven different formations, it's really hard to game plan for them, because you've got so much information you're trying to get to the kids, and you don't know what they're going to run. So overall, they're a team that could sneak up on somebody, and they could really cause some damage if you allow them to. You've just got to stay sound and go in these formations and make sure that you're Wilson.
What's the message to the kids here this week when you're talking about that? It's a team that, you know, hasn't had a lot of success, but they could sneak up on you. How do you keep your kids' mindset in the right frame of mind, I guess, is what I want to say, to make sure you're not making mistakes there in a game like that you're definitely going to be a favorite in?
Well, you know, as Voorhees would have said when I was you just can't ever underestimate anyone, you know. You have teams that'll, you know, really sneak up on people, and Wilson's one of those teams that possibly could do that. You practice the same way every week, treat every team the same, because the only thing you can control is your own outcome. I mean, Wilson may come to play and they may score some touchdowns on us, but we've got to be efficient and go over what we're doing offensively and just prepare for those things, because you never know what could happen in a game, and so you really have to go over a lot of things against Wilson and make sure you're sound, or they could definitely sneak up on you.
Joel Strukoff, the coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck against Wilson on Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge locker room chats are brought to you by Nextech.
Nextech provides brilliant business intelligence. That means if your network goes down or computer quits, you won't have to panic. Cyber attack? Data breach? Rest easy. Nextech can be your IT manager, your cybersecurity expert, your data storage system, and your hacker defense system. The list goes on and on. We defend, monitor, and respond to issues around the clock, 24/7, so you can be the expert at your business while Nextech protects it. Nextech, phenomenal business solutions.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on Kitty Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express, presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45, as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.